Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Couple of videos making the rounds on the fam.
On
are we on here?
Internet. What? Buck looks.
Who's winning? Confused. What is occurring?
Why are you so confused?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
Well, he's on an emotional
pump. Wow!
How? Look, you can't expect him to come off a bronze medal performance in the sprint tri-glide.
Yeah, I'm depleted. I'm still replenishing my resources,
and
including my
to be back on
producing.
Monday and be perfectly sharp. I mean,
pressure's on.
Pressure
bitch.
Is on. Well, now, next time he competes, like, we're accepting nothing but medal stands.
That's right.
I mean, it's bronze or bust. Come on.
Well, the first video, so we're talking about current events here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, among the current events is a war between Iran and Israel.
I'm also amazed that, like, again, this goes to prove my theory that I believe that nothing lasts in the news cycle for more than, like, 48 hours before we just move on. Last week, Israel, seemingly without letting anyone know that it was coming, whatever, just launched killed a bunch of Iranian leaders, blew up some nuke facilities. Iran's launching back at Israel now. It's a full-blown Middle East war. We got the POTUS on there basically saying, you know, get bent, Iran. Like, this is your fault. And, it barely makes a ripple. It was, like, front-page news for, like, 12 hours. And then today, it was, like, page 6.
He took to Truth Social to say, Iran should have signed the deal. Quotes on deal. I told them to sign. What a shame. What a waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran.
Yeah, by the way, it's a city of 10 million people.
Yeah.
You're
right now saying that innocent people are to die.
I went to MSN just now. I pulled that up. It is the, you know, you have to do the click through. It is the 6th story on MSN.
What are the top 5?
Okay, let's go back. 5 new collar jobs that pay over $100,000 and don't require a bachelor's degree.
More people going to click on that than the war.
Tony Robbins sends strong message to Americans on 401ks.
More people going to click on that than the war.
Like, what? What are we...
Well, I think people are desensitized.
What are... potentially
war.
World War III.
Yep. Well, people don't want to hear about that.
What the hell is going on?
What the hell?
I'm going to go to Yahoo and see where it's at on Yahoo.
Anyway, there is a video, and I'm not sure where. I assume it's somewhere in Israel.
Yeah.
But it is a wild vid. And somebody just put, you know, 2025 is just the weirdest year.
Yes.
Because it's these rich people, and they're up on a rooftop. Mm-hmm. It looks like a rooftop bar, restaurant type of place.
Mm-hmm.
Loungy type of place. And there's this dude playing a kind of a sexy tune on a saxophone.
Like the guy in the background right now?
Yeah, just like that. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of rich people all dressed up, basically just standing, filming with their phones, mm-hmm. all the missiles and mortars that are firing around the sky.
Well, I guess they put...
It is the weirdest... Like, if you just look at that video...
Yeah.
And then listen to the guy playing the sax. It's just, it's like 2025 on drugs, and it's mind-blowingly awkward and weird.
Yeah, they, I guess they put the iron, I didn't know this. I guess the Iron Dome, right? Yeah, like, the Iron Dome, which, by the way, isn't working. Apparently, the stuff's getting blown up. I guess the Iron Dome is just, like, caveats of whatever you call them, like, I guess caches of missiles, and they just put it like in the middle of like neighborhoods. So when they're shooting at and shooting from the Iron Dome, like you said, it's just you can lean out your balcony and be like, there's big missile launcher like right below us. And
but it's just so weird that people are filming it as if it's like some fireworks show.
Yes,
it's a freaking war.
This is my point. Nothing anymore matters. Everything, like, we see this, like, when the Las Vegas shooting happened. People are taking out their phones and being like, well, I got to get this on film. Everything, everyone has to film everything, and no one cares anymore. So I went to Yahoo. Top story on the click-through Yahoo. Minnesota lawmaker shooting suspect charged with federal murder. Gwyneth Paltrow boyfriend breakfast topless on Instagram.
What?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's boyfriend doesn't have a shirt on at breakfast?
No, Gwyneth Paltrow made her boyfriend breakfast while she was topless.
Oh, okay. Well,
on Instagram.
Now that's a headline.
Sam Burns on the questionable ruling that may have cost him the U.S. Open.
Yeah, okay. Little
first,
gaffe.
First came milkmaid dresses. Now tankinis are trending, sparking online debate.
Wait, what's a tankini? I
thinking
love
like
this.
Some Bavarian milkers.
What is that?
The tankini is where it's bikini bottoms and then like a...
It's more of a tank top bikini top.
Yes.
Like it covers more of the midriff. You
okay.
Know?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So that's that.
I love those headlines.
14,000-year-old mummified puppies weren't dogs at all, new research shows.
Whoa!
Dude, I'm in on all of these stories.
Hold upset on, right here. Chef named best fast food French fries, and their top pick wasn't McDonald's.
Wow!
What are the... what? Well, see, I have to click on that. What did they choose? Dude, all of this is
who
better
the best
than...
fritters?
Then we had the...
Wait! Click on the story!
I can't!
What do you mean you can't?
I've already moved on to Arkansas's Gage Wood fires historic
no-hitter.
Dude,
click on the damn story. Is this Yahoo? Is that what you said? I'm
going
to listen to nothing else you say. I'm going to go find that.
I would like to point out that I have to get to number 11 before I get Trump leaves G7 summit early after warning people in Tehran to evacuate immediately. It's number 11.
Yes.
Behind
and
French fries.
Based on everything you just read, it should be. That's some hot stuff.
It's potentially World War III, and no one cares.
No, we don't.
No one.
French fries, would you say best?
Yeah. Four chefs named their best fast food French fries, and their top pick wasn't McDonald's. In fact, the unanimous favorite came from an unexpected chain. Scrolling.
I've got it here.
Yeah. This hot. This is.
Any guesses?
And it's based on crispiness, seasoning, temperature.
So you have the executive chef at Francois Frankie in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You have the chef and owner of Charlie's in St. Helena, California. You have the chef and owner of Prime in Providence in West Des Moines, Iowa. And you have the founder and owner of Taylor in Nashville, Tennessee.
And I will tell you, in my opinion, like when I think of fast food French fries, McDonald's kind of is the gold standard.
Like no doubt.
Everyone loves McDonald's fries.
Oh, my God. You know what they selected? Did you read what they selected?
No, I stopped scrolling.
Oh, well, I found it.
Well, I knew you had it. So.
They had McDonald's second.
Someone said, can you send me the link to that topless Gwyneth article?
I'm with him. I want to see that. Way more than I care about Iran. I'm going to show you my boobs. They chose Arby's curly fries.
Really?
Yes. They said best fast food French fries, Arby's curly fries.
Wow, dude, I can't tell you the last time I had an Arby's curly fry, but I think of the Arby's curly fry as being a delightful fry.
It's a nice fry.
But I always think that's kind of cheating because I don't think that's a real French fry.
Why? Because they're curly?
Well, it's different. It's, I don't know. I think it's its own category.
Because maybe that's why they're so great.
Well, and they're not, all fries are kind of that golden color, that yellowish. The Arby's fry is like... brown.
It's like a burnt orange to a brown.
Yeah.
Well, they said that's the different seasoning, and this one of the chefs said that's exactly why he chose them.
Really?
Is because that seasoning gives it more flavor.
Huh.
It's more than just salt. So it's.
Do I need to go get a thing of Arby's curly fries now? I just don't. I honestly, I would not have even thought to put Arby's curly fries in my top. I would have said like. McDonald's has a good fry. I mean, maybe the gold standard. I think Wendy's does a nice fry. I'll tell you what. I don't like Burger King. I think the Burger King fries are bush.
They're not good. They did something many years ago to. I think they added like more starch or something to try and make them hold up better as they traveled, like make them last longer. And they got worse, and they've been worse ever since.
Yeah, it's no good.
So Paltrow, that was a topless. So she.
I have sent Rob down. Rob's like, Yahoo, you are on it with your top stories.
Those are great top stories. Apparently, she put out a video, a cooking video.
Topless?
Yes. Where she has her shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Or she takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
She's not in a tankini?
No, she's...
No, she takes it off.
She takes it off.
And then she turns her back
to
the camera.
Yeah.
But...
Clever girl.
She is cooking a high-protein skillet with sausage, white beans, spinach, cherry tomatoes, and eggs.
I just would like to point out that in our country, we have potentially World War III breaking out when clearly we could be involved, and our president is talking about potentially us being involved, and the Gwyneth Paltrow topless breakfast dominating the headlines.
And what top chefs think is the best fast food fry.
Wake me up when Gwyneth puts her shirt back on, okay? Then I have time for your World War III crap.
Then you got time. Like that... Those poor the representative and the senator and their wives and husbands got gunned down.
Well, that was the number one. In fairness,
yes,
you said that was the number one, and in the U.S. that is the number one story.
Okay, good.
So that's fair.
That's at least that's something. Even though some people are making, we had another U.S. senator that was making fun of it.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just, welcome to 2025.
He's got people, but we got people getting assassinated, and we're doing bits.
The other thing I want to tell you,
from colleagues,
did you see that Europeans? This was in Barcelona and other, I think some other places in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking water guns to tourists. Have you seen this?
No, like just U.S. tourists, or just all
Just any tourists.
Okay,
because they're basically saying that tourists are there's so many tourists that it's driving up housing prices.
Yeah,
and it's pushing the locals out. And they're so pissed off.
They're taking to the super,
dude,
the
super soakers? They are going, yes, they're going water gun in the face of tourists at these particular Airbnbs and hotels. And some of the videos are wild. Like, you would think they're protesting, like.
Yeah, like major.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to them, it's probably.
Well, it is a big deal. I'm just saying, like, it's just kind of a funny juxtaposition that they're really angry.
That all these people love their city or country. That
and they're using water gun. Like that's not like.
Oh yeah, I see it right here.
It's not. You're not harming anyone.
No, you're just.
But that is awfully. Yeah. Like, can you imagine? You were over in Italy,
yes,
right? Recently.
Yes.
Can you imagine you and your buddies are just strolling through Venice, and all of a sudden this angry mob comes and starts to spray you down with water pistols?
Yeah. So I'm looking here. There's a video in Spain. Oh, and by the way, the BTJ and her friends are going to Spain like in October.
Be careful.
Be careful. So yeah, they're sitting at like restaurants, and there is a mob of like 30 people spraying them with water guns, chanting "Tourists go home."
Yes.
Wow.
And dude, I mean, how would you feel about that? Like, would you?
I think I would leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I get it's incredibly rude, but at the same time. I'm conscious of this. When I travel places, I often feel bad being part of the tourist mob. Because for the, like, when you're in Venice especially, we went on that tour, we went on a walking tour with this historical society guy from Venice. And he said there's between 45 and 50,000 people that are in Venice that live there. And he's one of them. And he said on any given day in Venice, there's 150,000 people. I mean, and I asked him, dude, like, how do you live? And he goes, it's getting harder and harder. And I generally feel bad. And he even said that. It's funny. We just were talking to this guy a couple months ago when we were there. And he said the housing stuff is getting bad because everyone's buying the houses and turning them into Airbnbs. So if you do want to live there locally, it's screwing you over. And then all your neighbors are Airbnbs. And
I mean, to be honest with you,
it's a nightmare.
The only way, like, because, you know, as a potential tourist, you read. Like, if you just read about, hey, in Barcelona, they're having a real problem with tourists because, you know, it's prices are going up and the locals are struggling. If you read that, you wouldn't probably think twice. You'd be like, oh, well, that's normal. That happens here.
Yeah.
But why they're smart by taking water guns to tourists is that now it's like, okay, the tourists actually have to feel something. Now, you can't harm them.
No.
So the water gun's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're not doing them harm, but you are getting your message across, yeah. and it is making headlines across the world.
And these people, like in the restaurant, they are getting up and leaving.
Yes, and they sprayed one guy outside of his Airbnb. Yeah. Dude, the guy was livid.
Yeah.
Well, look, but they sent their message.
Yeah. Boy, you got to be... I'll tell you what, though, man. Dude, you got to be careful. You get some jacked up USA bro.
Andrew.
You know, I'm not sure he's going to be real happy about, you know, he spent a lot of money to go over to Spain and America. Yeah.
Well, that's their point.
Yeah. At least they can't have guns over. That's
screw
something,
the
right?
People. No.
Gosh. Well, now seriously, that it is weird because I wasn't, but yeah, the missus is not planning. She is going to Barcelona and some of these places in a few months. Whoops. Something tells me, by the way, a group of Asians are going to stick out. All her friends are all Asians.
She's going to be targeted. Better watch
out. As are Asians.
Yeah. Honey, I don't think you're going to blend in as a local. Who stands
out? Take your butt out of
her.
Shut up.
This one trait can boost your happiness at any age. Drugs. That's next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.